self-conscious and anxious. I was very overweight. Some of it's gone back on again, but not quite the size that I was. But well, I was 16 and a half stone when I was there, and I felt big. I'd never been that big, and that was the effects of medication and depression, I think, and comfort eating. But it was, yeah, and I, you know, it was sort of, somebody said it was quite interesting that when I was chatting to someone in the cafe, that they had to move tables because I was talking so loud and so fast that they couldn't concentrate on their own conversation. And I think I was really kind of almost desperate to reconnect with people. I didn't really think that at the time, but, you know, I had really been inside my maisonette most of the time without going out anywhere, apart from going out with Ian dragging me out to do stuff. I might go see a band or something, but, you know, I had been quite isolated socially. And I think meeting people there that were artistic and creative and didn't judge and that were interested in me as well and what I, you know, where I'd come from and what I was interested in and what I had to offer. And it was a bit of a revelation. And I think because I think it's that not being judged was the key thing, because I'd felt very judged as a nurse, very criticised. And there was none of that. And there was a time when I'd ordered, do you remember the matting for the greenhouse? I'd ordered that heated mat. And I got the decimal point in the wrong place on the order. And I had something instead of a metre wide was 10 metres wide. And it cost hundreds of pounds. And I was mortified. And I didn't know how I was going to tell Vanessa, the boss. And I just thought, how am I going to do it? Oh, my God, I can never go back. There, that's it. That's it. It's all over. And I told her, and she gave me a hug, and she said, we all make mistakes. Don't worry. She said, I ordered hundreds of metres of turf more than I needed once for a gardening job. And it was like... And I just, you know, I howled because I was so mortified, but at the same time, it was a relief at not being told, you know, stupid, and didn't you check it, and didn't you plan ahead, and what a waste of money, and there was none of that. And that wasn't how it was always like there. You know, I had difficulties towards the end of the time there for different reasons, but which I can tell you about